It's a pretty intensive program. It goes from now through May of next year.
Mark Churchwell is director of the Military and Veterans Resource Center at UWF, which is one of six network partners of the Veterans Entrepreneurship Program.
It includes online component for those folks that have kind of an idea that they want to be an entrepreneur, but they're not sure. So they can go online, and it's through the same website at Veterans Florida, where you can sign up for that. And that is specifically to learn the basics of entrepreneurship at your own pace. There's no set timeline. Just kind of go and do some lessons, learn the terminologies and things about starting your own business.
Churchwell says the second tier of the program is the series of workshops that are now underway.
And the workshops are more of a discovery. If you have a pretty good idea, business concept that you want to explore maybe as a startup company, then come to a workshop. And there you can learn more about how you can launch that. You can network with other folks that have in a similar situation at these workshops and maybe gain some insights and resources from other folks that you can share.
The first workshop was held on September 30th under the leadership of program coordinator Bob Foster, who has decades of experience of his own as an entrepreneur.
He's got some wonderful experiences and stories to share, very pragmatic, realistic examples to share with folks, so they're not going into this thinking, hey, this is great, I'm going to be, you know, have my own business, get rich quick, sit back and retire, piece of cake. Yeah, it don't really happen like that. And he's got 30 years of experience to share with our folks, students, veterans that come to this, that can see what it's really about before they jump into the deep end of the pool and now they're committed and can't swim out.
I got more information as far as my trademarks go and networking business opportunities through Escambia County School Systems. And it was a very, very productive workshop.
29-year-old Cody Hill talking about what he got out of that first workshop. Hill is a 6-year Navy veteran who separated from the military in 2015, with stops in Kentucky and Indiana before enrolling at West Florida. He's studying management information systems while pursuing a startup to address texting while driving.
We're really passionate about stopping texting and driving, and we have some technology pieces that we're working on, as well as a cartoon character that we have developed to educate the public on the distractions and consequences of irresponsible cell phone use.
And do you see this series of workshops and even what's to come as a value to what you're trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. Like, I learned more in those 3 hours than I had in almost 2.5 years of developing things, because I've been developing this by myself with a few other family members. And when the workshop presented with some of the graphic information, it just lifted some weight off my chest to let me know that I'm not the only one who is experiencing the hardships of developing your own business.
For Hill and other veterans, there are 5 more workshops in the series. The next one is set for this Saturday, October 14th, 9 a.m. till noon in the UWF Conference Center. It will focus on the lean startup model for entrepreneurs. Future sessions will cover financial management basics, how to fund your startup, the importance of people, and marketing your startup. After the workshop series, MVRC Director Mark Churchwell says there will be a Shark Tank-style pitch competition for a select group of the veterans who are on the cutting edge with their business concepts and are committed to seeing them through.
And I say committed because this is a free program for veterans. It costs nothing for veterans to participate in this. So we want it to be those veterans who are really committed and have a good plan, because we are interested in launching veterans-owned businesses, not just about that veteran, but it's bigger than that. This is so that we have locally veterans-owned businesses that are going to hire more veterans. It becomes a force multiplier for our veteran community in the state of Florida, and for us in particular, the Pensacola area.
The Veterans Entrepreneurship Program is open to military veterans of any age who are residents of Florida and have been honorably discharged or are within a year of separation. For more information, find the MVRC at uwf.edu or go to veteransflorida.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.